News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
Lipa and Elton John are among a group of artists looking for protection against AI. News Talk tech correspondent Jess Kelly, you heard her a moment ago, is with us. What is this all about?
This is something that has been bubbling away in the background amongst all the conversations we've been having about AI. Some very prolific artists, you mentioned there, Dua Lipa, Elton John, Sir Paul McCartney, they've all come out and signed a letter, around 400 artists have signed a letter to the Prime Minister asking for protection for their artworks. They are saying that without some form of legislative protection, their works will be diluted and UK artists will not only lose financially, but it will also water down the impact of their work.
In practice, how does it work? Why are they worried? What happens that will dilute their artistic work?
Well, at the moment, what we've seen in the last wee while, not just for musical artists, but, you know, actors have expressed concern, authors have expressed concern. So you could go to one of the platforms that exist, and there are many of the platforms, and you could ask it to write a song for Ev in the style of Elton John. Or you could ask it to write a book that's funny and entertaining in the style of Sarah Silverman. We know that there are cases ongoing, particularly in the US, where artists, actors and authors are taking action against certain platforms for utilising their works to train the AI. Now, I have been testing or playing around with this in the last little while. And in certain instances, some of the platforms will give you back the line of, I can't do something in that style, but if you give me specific directions, so if you want something whimsical and funny and sentimental.
Which is fine.
Which is fine. But that's why I think there are some concerns around what these artists are asking for, because they're asking for legislation that would, if it does come to effect in the UK, that's fine in the UK. But we know that the internet is the world wide web.
Yeah.
So there's nothing to stop.
Just brings me to my final question. Is the genie out of the bottle, or can this be constrained or restrained?
I think the genie's out of the bottle to a certain extent, unless there is a global approach to this. Now, with all the things that are going on in the world at the moment, I don't necessarily see that happening. But unless everybody bands together and say that we will uniformly say no to X, Y and Z, I don't know how impactful it'll be.
Fascinating. Jess Kelly, as ever, thank you.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.